The following recording, Kentucky 4, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes, raindrops in the air. They act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long, round arch, with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Hello, I'm from the wonderful town of Paducah, Kentucky, located in the western part of Kentucky. As a child growing up, I grew up in a very nice neighborhood. I have two parents, a mother and a father. My mother is now the head division human resource manager of a plant called USIG. It used to be called Lockheed and Martin. Before then, it was called Union Carbide. So they've had a couple of mergers, and now they're called USIG. My father is, he's a newscaster. He has his own television segment back in Paducah called Burgess Bag. Before it was called Burgess Bag, it was called The People Beat. So growing up as a child, I got to go on these nice adventurous excursions with my father to Missouri, Tennessee, Illinois, and those that were in Kentucky. We would travel around finding just like little oddities in life, people who had like a three-legged dog that did tricks or caught frisbees, or a woman that made human sculptures out of pecan shells. So as you can see, I had a pretty exciting childhood growing up. I guess my favorite People's Beat or Burgess Bag story that my father did was when a woman did a sculpture of me singing on the back of a crushed can. It was a recycled can. And it didn't really look like me, but it was nice to think that she thought it looked like me. I got to do a lot of television plugs and networking and radio plugs as I was growing up. My father and I would go do benefits for KET and PBS a lot, which are like local news stations for Kentucky and the Paducah viewing area. So I had lots of fun growing up. I would do commercials with my father all the time. I still get teased to this day with my aunt. There was a commercial that my father and I did for the Paducah Library, and I was like maybe 5 years old. They used me because I was young and tender. I didn't know any better. I had two little afro puffs in my hair, and I walked over to my father with this big, huge, like, Encyclopedia Britannica book, and I said, "Daddy, read to me." So to this day, I'm 18 years old and people still rag on me about, "Daddy still read to me." So right now I'm at the University of Louisville. My anticipated major is mass communications. I'm enjoying it a lot. I came to U of L in the summer of 1999. I'm a graduate of the class of 1999. I'm doing theater right now, which I absolutely love. I did a little bit of theater back home, but not much. There's not a strong theater program back home. I did a couple of community plays, but nothing other than that. But here at the University of Louisville, I've done, I think, maybe four productions. And it was in my first semester, so I'm pretty excited about that. I did one play under my director, who's now filming me, and she's now grinning with delight. So we had fun doing that. That was my debut here at the University of Louisville, as far as my theater performances. So I'm looking forward to doing much more.